and Kerita Kanawa, patron of the competition, presenting Saturday Classics tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. That's here on BBC Radio 3, where this Friday night it's 11 o'clock and time for World on 3 with Lobo Qatari.
Hello and welcome to World on 3. Tonight we're going to be heading out to Germany, Algeria, Argentina. I've got a wonderful track recorded from inside a volcano. And performing for us on the programme is Nawang Lodup, part of the Tibetan diaspora living here in London. So we're going to start the programme with a song he wrote in praise of His Holiness, the Dalai Lama.
Yeah, 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 y
Nawang Lodup, my guest tonight, singing praise to the Dalai Lama, a convocation and a wonderful way to open tonight's World on Three. Well, we continue our musical air miles in Chile with the sound of the ocean along the Chilean coast. Pascuale Ilabaca is a multi-instrumentalist with a sweet voice and a love of jazz. On her third album, Busco Paraíso, she teams up with her group Fauna. This is the title track, Busco Paraíso.
Pájaro negro en las palmeras, dos frutos cayeron a mi puerta, tú dormido en la mosquitera y la arenita
Busco Paraíso from Chilean accordionist, pianist and singer Pascuala y la Vaca and her band Fauna. I'm Lapa Katari. This is World on Three. My guest tonight is from Tibet, Nawang Lodup, who even before he came over to the UK just over 10 years ago, was already well known in the Tibetan community for his music and has become known to us here at BBC Radio 3 because he uploaded his music onto BBC Introducing. Also tonight, I've got some birdsong from the jungle, Township Jai from South Africa, and new releases from two grand dames of the desert, Maryam Hassan and Khaira Arabi. A little bit closer to home are these guys, La Brass Banda, Bavaria's punk folk group. They sing barefooted and wear lederhosen, and their music, well, it's raucous. Here's Autobahn off an EP they brought out in April.
Passiert ist letzte Woche. So eine Woche wird sie jetzt sagen, die ist nicht so furchtbar lang. Viel passieren wird da schon nicht, ich sag doch. Hab einen guten Job verloren, bin darüber flüssig geworden, aber dieser Lohn hat mich noch gar nicht geschockt. War schon öfters neu angefangen, was meine Arbeit anbelangt. Und auch diesmal hätte ich sicher wieder packt. Ich geh zur Haustür, nein, es ist erst halb drei. Ich flur da rüch ich schon, dass jemand reicht. Du hast einen Nachbarn da, er hat mein Bademantel an. Auch da will ich dann also nimmer braucht. Jetzt hab ich nix mehr rauf, ich fahr am Brennen auf. Lass alles hinter mir, will bloß noch weg von dir. Davon kommt schon der Gardasee. Da tut's auch bloß noch halb so weh.
Kord on alanud lõppusel pole, kestma jääb kaunis. kestma jääb kole. Ei ole süngeid, ei naljakaid aegu. Võrdsed on hetked, kõik nad on praegu. Et saaks mõnel elu. Ei ole möödunud või tulevaid aegu. On ainult nüüd ja on ainult praegu. Säilis sattunud hetkede sattu. Ainustki silmapilt teisest ei kattu. Ei ole mõttetult elatud aegu. Asume praegu. Aeg, mis on tekkinud, enam ei haju, kui seda jäädust ka meeled ei taju. Ei ole möödunud või tulevaid aegu, on ainult nüüd ja on ainult praegu. Säilib, mis sattunud hetkede sattunud. Ainuski silmapilt teisest ei kattu. Ei ole mõttetult elatud aegu. Mõte ei pruugigi selguda praegu. Vähemalt rohkemat olla ei võinuks. Parajal määral saab elu meilt võinuks.
La Tiraille, they've been around for 20 years and are known in the film world for their cinematic compositions. In fact, every year since 2008, in partnership with Cannes Cinema, they compose a piece of music to accompany films presented at Cannes. Their album La Route Intérieure, The Inner Road, has that filmic element to it, blurring borders and routes. And that track, Alixar Gar, was based around a poem written by Estonian agitator and poet Artur Alixar. And so to the deep-voiced Algerian singer and poetry lover, Souad Massi. Her new album, Masters of the Word, is not to everyone's taste. But personally, I think it's a refreshing and different take on Arabic music. Souad is going to be performing at WOMAD this year in Chardon Park, and so hopefully we'll get her to do one of our trademark truck sessions. This is Hadari.
إلى أيها الظالم المستبد حبيب الظلام عدو الحياة سخرت بأنات شعب ضعيف وكفك مخضوب من دماء وسرت تشوه سحر الوجود وتبذر شوك الأسى في رباء حذاري فتحت الرماد اللهيب ومن يبذر الشوك تأمل هنا
الصباح ففي الأفق الرح حول الظلام وقصف الرعود وعصف الرياح حذاري فتحت الرماد اللهيب ومن يبذر الشوك يجني الجراح
crazy and a genius, Argentinian Axel Krieger. His album Hombre de Piedra is all that he is, eccentric, witty and musical to boot. In it, Axel tells a tale of what he thinks the story of Stone Age man would be if he fast-forwarded his way from the Stone Age to the modern day. That track was Tiempo y Tierra, Time and Earth. Axel is meant to be touring over here this summer, and if he is, I'm hoping he's going to come visit us again for another weird and wonderful music encounter. Nawang Lodup comes from a long line of nomadic singers from the Amdo region of Tibet, and for whom music was a part of everyday life. He is here in the studio to talk to me about his life and his music, and he's going to start by singing a song called The Mountain. A traditional song there, The Mountain, a sacred and mystical place to the Tibetan people. Nawang, a very warm welcome to you. Thank you so much for coming on the programme.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me here today. It is my great pleasure to have me here. Thank you.
Now, I was saying when I was introducing you there that music has been a part of not just your life, but everyday life. For many of your community in Tibet. Tell me something about how music weaves its way into every moment.
Absolutely. Music is a very important part of my life, and also it's a part of my family history. My mother used to be a famous singer in my hometown, and also when I was a very young child, my mother used to carry on her back, and she used to teach me the singings. Also, I still remember that she sang song about mountains, to praise about the natural beauty, like the mountain, the forest, rivers, lakes, and I remembered it very well.
And did you used to herd sheep and yaks with your friends and family?
Yes, I did. With my mother, I used to help to my mother to look after the animals.
So you were saying that your mother taught you a lot of songs, but she also taught you how to play the six-string lute, the damyan. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. Yes, my mother used to teach me lots of Tibetan traditional nomadic songs, specifically the mountain songs, and also to praise about our parents. And the Tibetan traditional authentic, the traditional instrument is damyan, that my brother used to he used to teach me when I was very young. And I learned it from my brother. And also, after dinner, my family get together, and my parents used to, especially my mother, used to telling me the stories about the Tibetan, Nobel heroes, and also the famous artist.
Now, you were also a Buddhist monk, is that right, at the age of 14?
Yes, yeah. When I was age of 14, I joined the monastery. It's called Amcho Gomba. Gomba means monastery. So I stayed there for 5 years to study Buddhist philosophy, and also to study some Tibetan history, as same as I also memorize some Buddhist texts.
Yep. Was it difficult to leave your family for that long, or did you still see them while you were inside the monastery?
I don't see them often. It was quite a very big decision that to leave the your family behind and to enter the monastery. The monastery is quite far away from my hometown, especially when the time I joined the monastery, we didn't have a good transportation. We use a horse, riding a horse to travel between my hometown and the monastery. And also I don't see them often. I only see one month, in a year. We also, the monastery have annual leave. We do have here in the UK, annual leave, holiday, 1 year, 1 month holiday in a year. So at that time, so I'm able to go to my family, my hometown, and I can spend time with my my beloved parents and my relatives, brothers. But otherwise, you need to stay in the monastery for study.
So tell me about this next song that you're going to perform. I think the title is, in English, it's The Bird. Tell me a little bit about it.
The Bird song is quite a very well-known traditional Tibetan song from, I think, Kham province. It's called The Union. The Union, the three birds, the phoenix, peacock, and the cuckoo. During the season singing time, they reunited, and they, even though they were born in different places, but during the singing time, they reunited and they landed in the golden tree and sing song. So mainly this praise about the birds.
And you're going to be joined on this song by your colleague here, Jamyang, is that right?
That's right.
And you're going to play the electric mandolin.
I do.
And Jamyang is going to play the damyan on this one.
Yep.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Bird, a song about the beauty of the birds found in Tibet, the phoenix, the peacock and the cuckoo gathering together for a musical union. Nawang Lodup, accompanied by Zhemyang Durji, who are going to be back singing for us again in about 15 minutes' time. You're listening to Lopakatari on BBC Radio 3. Our next stop is Soweto, Volume 4 from Crate Digger's Strut, the sound of bakanga that Makhlatini and the Mahotela Queens made so famous. This is Elias Maluleki and Mavamba Girls, who brought out that familiar dance groove to the airways back in the late 70s when popular roots music was battling it out with the new upstarts of disco and funk.
Oh, No pé do licorizeiro pousou uma beija-flor e me trouxe um recado mandado de uma flor, mandado de uma flor. Recado de uma menina ouviu do lado do mar. A vida é um açude lindo pra criança brincar, pra criança brincar. Criança, um passarinho, um Deus que é bom cuidar. No mundo de tanto espinho, a vida vai florar, a vida vai florar.
Jurema and Sounds of the Brazilian Countryside, Flora, from her album Mestiça. Before that was the first of three songs from the Sahara Tonight, Danza de Smara and beautiful guitar playing from Baba Salama. It's on an album called Baila Sahara Baila on Nuba Negra label, and it really does bring to life the heat, the dust, the vibrancy and hardship of life in Western Sahara. And so to a different sound from Baseku Kuyate and Ngoni Ba. The album, Ba Power, has just been released, and it's quite a departure from Baseku's previous albums, more rock and roll and less blues folk. But you know, it's good to hear him exploring different styles and musical expression. On the album, he's joined by many guest artists. On this track that I'm going to play, Fama Magni, it's veteran soku player and singer Zumana Tereta. The soku, by the way, is a horsehair single-stringed violin.
Yeah, I'm bad. invisible crown. Sometimes spoke truth, but mostly he knew to say the wrong thing at the right time. Faithfully I played the clown.
Olivia Cheney, whose voice has been called one of the finest in English folk music. That was The King's Horses from her debut album, The Longest River, an album that has won her quite a following and deservedly so. I absolutely love her phrasing and the poetry in her lyrics. Details of all the music I'm playing tonight are available on the World on 3 homepage via the Radio 3 website. And while you're there, if you're an aspiring musician or know someone who is, check out the BBC Introducing website and upload your music for us to hear. It could be you who we invite next onto the programme. And that leads me to my guest tonight, Nawang Lodup, who did just that. Uploading his music onto BBC Introducing. He's here tonight and he's going to be performing on the Charlie Gillett BBC Radio 3 stage at WOMAD this year. Well, we ask every guest on World on Three for a heritage track, a piece of music that's very much at the heart of who they are or what they do. Nawang has brought something in. In fact, it's a prayer, isn't it, Nawang?
Yes, it is, yeah.
And it's called Om Mani Padme Hum.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
Tell me why this prayer is so special to you.
Well, this prayer is very special, very important for me, I think, as him as every Tibetans as well. Because this prayer is we pray about the compassion Buddha. A compassion Buddha can liberate the sufferings that all the sentient beings have. So every sentient being or human beings, I think we need to have a compassion. We need to have a caring, loving. So that's why this prayer is very important for me. I would like everybody to lift up from the suffering and to get enlightenment.
And when you were at the monastery studying to be a monk, a Buddhist monk, you used to recite this prayer every day. Is that right? Did you start every day with it?
I do pray this every day, like a couple times per day, in the morning and at night before I go to bed. While I was in the monastery, even though while I'm here in the UK, I still carry on this prayer.
Well, let's hear a little bit of this prayer. It's actually recited here by the Tashi Lumpo monks. And then Nawang is going to play his next song, which is called Homesick.
Yeah, I'm a pie.
What a beautiful song. Homesick. You know, you don't need to understand the lyrics to know that it's a lament. And it's a song that Nawang wrote for his parents back home, who he naturally misses greatly. Nawang, come up and talk to me about a bit more about your music and your life here in the UK. You've been in the UK for over 10 years now. Do you feel defined now by exile? Is it something that really is at the heart of your identity today?
Yes, yeah. It was very difficult to left the family back home in Tibet. And also it's a very challenge for me when I first came here because I didn't know anybody else. And it's very difficult. But gradually I settled here. I start know some Tibetan friends, as also I've got some wonderful British friends as well. So now I'm very, happy that I able to stay in this wonderful country, and also to continue to carry on my music, and also I have this wonderful opportunity to sing song about on His Holiness Dalai Lama's 80th birthday.
Was the first song. That was the convocation that we heard at the very top of the program.
That's right. Yeah,
you have been kind. Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. Very unusual to have the sound of an electric mandolin. It works beautifully. But tell me, have you introduced this new instrument into the Tibetan repertoire?
It wasn't me. There's one very popular, famous artist. It's called Dubi. And he's one of the most, inspiring or influenced singer in Amdo region. And he's the one who brought this mandolin, instrument into the Tibetan music culture. And there's so many beautiful songs he sang song with the electro mandolin, and nowadays, like Tibetan artists in Tibet, they using this electro mandolin with the Tibetan traditional songs as well as the modern songs. Yeah.
Well, this final song you're going to sing, I think, is a pretty joyous one. It's all about The animals, is that right? It's a traditional song about animals. Akupema?
Akupema.
Akupema. Tell me a little bit about it.
The meaning of Akupema is the vulture, white conch colored, flight in the sky. You are the pride of the sky. That was a very famous song, that traditional song. When I was a very young, I used to hear this song quite a lot, and especially at Tibetan, when the new year comes, we used to listen, me and my brother and my parents, we used to listen the Tsurungun Tibetan language radio based in Tsurungun province, and they play lots of these traditional songs, and me and my brother like so excited to hearing these traditional authentic songs. And we even, you know, couldn't get sleep, and we waiting for to hear, you know, to, yeah, to listen those songs.
Well, thank you very much for joining us on the program this evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I wanted to thank for all of the BBC introduced him to believe in me and giving this wonderful opportunity. I really thank you so much.
The pleasure is ours. So this is a song called Akupema, a traditional folk song about the conch-necked vulture that Nawang and his brother used to stay up late at night waiting to hear these songs on the radio in Tibet.
Akapahamahaya, Tuhan Syahara Tuhan Gaya.
Pema, a song describing the wind annals of Tibet, a song there by Nawang Lodop on vocals and electric mandolin and the tambourine, accompanied tonight by Damyang Durji on Damyan, the traditional Tibetan lute. If you're free tomorrow, the 20th of June, see if you can go to King's Place in London for an event promoting Tibetan music and literature. Nawang, of course, will be there. Remember that tonight's session will be available as a podcast on the Radio 3 website from Monday. You can listen again for up to 30 days to the programme. There's a great gallery of pictures, and we've also been filming tonight's session, which you'll be able to see also on the website. And don't forget, Nawang Lodop is going to be one of our guests on our stage at WOMAD this year. You're listening to Lopa Katari and World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3.
Parole che non ho, e anche senza sole, le lacrime di sale che brucia le ferite del fondo al cuore. Non in fondo a tutto io ti trovo.
Una Danza, a tune from an ensemble called Sacri Cuori. Largely Italian, they do have members from other parts of the world. And I mention this because you may have heard a bit of an Aussie twang in the lead singer's voice. Now, I promised you some birdsong at the beginning of the programme, and here it is. Cappuccino Pecho Bianco, the song of a bird that, from the looks of the cover on this album, comes from somewhere between Brazil, Argentina and Paraguay. It's on an album called Guide to the Birdsong of South America, and it's a track put together by Argentinian Agustin Rivaldo, a.k.a. Barrio Lindo, for a project to save endangered species of birds, headed up by bird lover and music man Robin Perkins.
Já que está no mundo, claro, uma morte está vijaco. São todos meus flanos já vai. Lança com caceiro neta sei. Sabura já que está no mundo, claro, uma morte está vijaco. São todos meus flanos já vai. casa con caseiro neto sei. E faltará água já tem, chueca só tá bem, homem já toma mundo. Parecer de faltar água já tem, chueca só tá bem, calçar e sorteado. História que encontrar. Já creio hoje a Cabo Verde que levanta um homem tão claro. Sorari de que ele quinca conche. Sou história que encontrar. Sorari de que ele quinca conche. Sou história que encontrar. Sorari de que ele quinca conche. Sou história que encontrar. Faltará água já tem, chubaca só tá bem, homem já toma mundo. Pai sente, faltará água já tem, chubaca só tá bem, calçar e sortear.
Upcoming singer Alida Almeida, who's being touted as the new Mayra Andrade. And Storia Ki Contadu from her album Ora Dossi. I've already had a bit of crazy on the programme tonight in the form of Axel Krieger. Well, here's another experimental Finnish accordion player, Antti Palonen, and Maluta. We want to make some noise.
Thank you. في بالي
two more great tracks from the Sahara, both from powerful leading women of the desert. That last piece was blues woman Khaira Arabi and Aluha Homoli from her album Gossip, a mix of peace songs, praise songs and wedding songs. And before Khaira was Mariam Hassan, one of the original members of the Sahrawi music resistance group El Wali. The song Shouda is actually an instrumental piece, but apparently Mariam was having such a good time during the recording that she burst into song halfway through it. Now, the world music team here at BBC Radio 3 has gone to some of the most inhospitable places and coped with quite challenging situations to bring you music from all over the world, such as strapping microphones onto the stirrups of riders and horses' manes to capture the songs of the herdsmen as they ride out across the grasslands in Mongolia, to hitching a ride in Georgia on a dilapidated ex-Russian military helicopter to get to the highest inhabited settlements in Europe. Well, another tale is of the recording from inside the crater of a volcano on Fogo Island in Cape Verde. I won't tell you the whole story now, but for the team, it was one of those magical moments when the unexpected turns out to be the thing you dreamed of. Michel, a simple man with a simple guitar, sang the team his tale of Horni the Fora.
Capataz, mantém fé, mas trabalho faz muito acabar um dia assim. Diz que um tônica tá cortando o dia mais. É triste? Para um pai acordar nessa casa, dentro de ser ministro, que fome, boca para seu, para ganhar mormanço, para caminhar dentro para sul, ou que chegue lá na fornia da tua parte em terra, vindo botar na areia para ser mais fácil, ou até sul. Banha caro gente, vou bater vila. O que chegando no cobo de nona, tire caro brancão. Pô, e um monte de meninos de vila por trás, gota frausi.
E balame de far. E balame de far.
Quer saber cumprido, pena jo. Quer saber cumprido, penacho. Quer saber cumprido, penacho. É triste? Para um pai acordando nessa casa dentro de ser ministro que fome boca para seu burguer amor manso, para caminho direto para sul, ou que chega na fornia da tua parte entre terra fino, botando a dedo para ser mais fácil, bate sul, banha caro diante da boa boa até vila, ou que chega no cobo de nona, cheiro caro brancão, um monte de meninos de vila por trás da fral possível.
E balame de far. E balame de far.
Quer saber cumprido, penachon. Quer saber cumprido, penachon.
Que mi e baixo chuva e mi propi que mi baixo desafor de capataz mantém fé ma trabalho faz muita cama um dia sim
é triste para um pai acordar nessa casa dentro de ser ministro que foi uma boca para seu barricano amor manso para caminho dentro para sul o que de grana forninha para topada tenta terra fino botar na dele passar mais fácil. Bate sul, panha cardem te volta a te vila, ox gelano com boni nona, circar pancam, mundo vinis de vila, butrasta frausim.
E balame de fora, e balame de fora,
quer saber cumprido, penacho, quer saber cumprido, penacho. Carça pé cumprido, penacho. Carça pé cumprido, penacho. Carça pé cumprido, penacho. Carça pé cumprido, penacho.
Bindu mati baburam, mon travail, mon repos. Propriété zanti. Mon travail jardinier. Mon travail jardinier, mon balier la cour.
We'll be right back.
That was a track by Zun Zun Egui. They're appearing on the Late Junction stage at the Latitude Festival next month. And that was a track called Rigid Man. A track which, as the band say, sets the tone of the album's overall concept and vision for the music to have a mechanical, industrial feel but incorporate very traditional rhythms. The band working there with Mauritian percussionist Menoir. And that is essentially it for another World on Three for tonight. You can find information on all of tonight's programme on the World on Three homepage via the BBC Radio 3 website. Charles Aznavour is probably the most famous living French singer in the world. He turned 90 last year, and to mark the occasion, he recorded a brand new album, and he is going on tour. So I'm going to play us out tonight with the opening song on Aznavour's album Encore. It's called Avec un brin de nostalgie, a melancholic song of reminiscences and memories.
Avec un brin de nostalgie, je nourris mon ancien pick-up de vinyle que j'avais acquis dans mes folles années bebop. Je me verse un fond de whisky et laisse courir mes pensées embuées de mélancolie pour voyager dans mon passé. Passé jalonné d'interdits, d'amour secret et d'amour fou qui viennent perturber mes nuits de solitude, mais surtout joue sur mes remords, mes regrets, tandis que mon écran s'emplit d'images animées, désormais avec un brin de nostalgie, avec un brin de nostalgie, ma mémoire me joue des tours. Était-ce Lorraine ou Sophie qui m'a laissé tomber un jour? J'avais quoi, 16 ans et demi, jouant crânement les tombeurs, et je me retrouvais groggy avec des larmes plein le cœur. Mais à cet âge, on oublie, on vit de rêves et d'illusions. Les filles vont et se marient quand draguent encore les garçons. J'ai connu bien d'autres échecs qui pourtant ne m'ont rien appris. Depuis je fume et je bois sec avec un brin de nostalgie, avec un brin de nostalgie. De disputes en séparation, seul sans amour et peu d'amis, dans mon champ de désolation, je passe mes jours et mes nuits à ruminer mes déceptions, le cœur à tout jamais meurtri, sans état d'âme et sans passion. Avec un brin de nostalgie sur les ruines de ces amours que j'ai gâchés, que j'ai détruits, mon mal de vivre est sans secours, mes espoirs sont à l'agonie, mes années restent sans retour. Je n'attends plus rien de la vie et vis ma vie au jour le jour, le cœur brûlé de mes amours et de nostalgie.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3, and for this opening hour or so tonight, we're at the 2013 Chopin and His Europe Music Festival, the festival's aim being to put Chopin in the context of his forebears, contemporaries and successors. Pianist Tobias Koch doing just that here, and to add an extra touch of authenticity, he's playing on a variety of pianos from around Chopin's time. Mostly mazurkas in his programme, plus a sonata by the young Wagner. But Tobias Koch sets off with the Polonaise, four of them by Karol Karpinski, a central figure in musical life in Warsaw, the generation before Chopin. And he conducted the first performances of the Chopin piano concertos. ¶¶